87 people have died in their homes from COVID-19 since March. Public health experts are calling for their deaths to be investigated. This figure means that on average, 4 people a week have been dying from the virus in their homes since Omicron hit. But little is known about who they are or how this has happened. Here's investigative journalist Anusha Bradley.
The official figures obtained by RNZ show nearly all who have died at home are over the age of 60. Just under half were boosted, a quarter fully vaccinated, but another quarter were not. Māori account for 18% and Pacifica 19%, with over half classified as European or other. In all cases, COVID is listed as the underlying or contributory cause of death, but Te Whatu Ora did not respond to questions about the circumstances of their death or the kind of contact they had with the health system. In a statement, it says some may have been under palliative care or had significant pre-existing conditions, while some may have chosen to stay at home or opted out of hospital care. Otago University epidemiologist Michael Baker says it's important to know more.
It's clearly very different if someone dies alone at home and is otherwise well and hasn't accessed care when it could have made a difference. We also want to know if people are accessing and using antivirals. And it does matter where people are dying and what care they had leading up to their death from COVID-19 infection. And it helps us say, are there things we could have done to avoid those deaths?
The chair of the Pacifica GP network, Api Talemaitonga, says the figures are surprising, and given previous experiences, more analysis is needed into why so many Pacifica are dying from COVID at home.
In general, this is a population that, yes, interacts with healthcare, but as we know from areas like cancer diagnosis and screening, they interact late. With healthcare, so they have worse outcomes.
Dr. Talemaitonga says many of his patients in South Auckland are not aware of antivirals or that they're eligible for them. The president of the College of GPs, Samantha Merton, says about a third of all deaths occur at home or at a hospice, so 87 COVID deaths is not too surprising. But she says it's a reminder that people with the virus can become unwell very quickly.
Some people don't think it's as bad as it actually is. So, you know, they won't be expecting that this is going to kill me, so therefore I'll just do what I normally do and I'll be fine. But actually, the illness can appear quite mild until you get into trouble. And when you're in trouble, you're in trouble. So it's a tricky illness to deal with.
In a statement, Te Whatu Ora says there are 54 care hubs that look after people isolating at home with COVID. Those with complex needs are identified through a survey sent by text or through a phone call, and GPs proactively call those who are at a higher risk of getting very sick. The health agency did not respond to RNZ's questions about whether it was investigating any deaths of COVID patients at home.
That from our investigative journalist, Anusha Bradley.